Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings, and thank you for joining Tamayo Deliverance Ministries Sunday Fellowship. I am your host, Apostle Siobhan Simmons. Our topic today is victory. We're going to talk about our triumph and defeating, overcoming, overthrowing our enemy. And our enemy does not necessarily mean a person. We will all face trouble. Whether you're saved or born again does not exempt you from these challenges. We will face situations that will upset our peace, cause us to worry, or even take us to the point of wanting to give up. Sometimes these challenges will cause physical and or emotional pain. But I want to encourage you, we have the assurance that Jesus overcame the world, and so will you and I. There is nothing new to our Heavenly Father. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says that history repeats itself. His eyes are always looking. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. Hebrews 4:13, 2 Chronicles 16:9, Proverbs 15:3. So you might ask the question, why me, Lord? Why everything is happening to me and no one else? Why every time I turn around, it seems like trouble is on every hand? Every time I take a foot, it seems like I'm pushed back 3 feet. Every time it seems like I'm making strides when things are going well, all of a sudden, it's like the floodgate of hell has opened and everything that could happen is happening, and it's happening only to me. In fact, these trials, trouble, challenges, situations, whatever you want to call them, only come to make you strong. God's desire is not for us to be defeated, but for us to be victorious in every area of our life. James 1:2-5 says, count it all joy, be happy, be warm and fuzzy as you're going through these battles, these trials, these challenges are only come to perfect areas in our life where there is a lack, where it's a lull. It's not perfected. Whether it's having patience, whether it's managing our funds, and sometimes these trials and troubles and challenges come to destroy some traits that's not of Him. 3 John 1:2 lets us know He wants us to have the good things in life, both spiritually and naturally. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:13 and Luke 1:28. So let me give you some tools or strategies so that you're not walking a defeated life, but you are walking in victory. First, change your mindset. Be positive. Get the mind of Christ. I've read from Genesis, the Revelation, multiple times, and not once did I ever see where Christ said, I'm defeated, it's over, I'm giving up, I'm throwing in the towel. He never spoke it. And if we are made in his likeness, then we should have that attribute as well. We should be positive. We should fix our thoughts on whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is excellent, whatever is praiseworthy. These are the things that we should think of. Philippians 4 and 8. If you have a negative thought, will start penetrating everything that you do. Everything will start looking negative. But if your thought is positive, guess what? When those challenges come, when those distractions or hindrance or whatever that enemy has placed upon you, you won't look at it negatively, but you will look at it in a different mindset. You look at it as Christ would look at it. Secondly, watch how you speak. Talk about God. Talk about his goodness. Genesis 50 and 20 says, even though it was meant for evil, God turned it around in my favor. Regardless of what you are facing, God has made a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. When we look at the life of Joseph, we see that his brothers sold him into slavery. But he did not let that dictate the outcome of his life. Why? Because God had already had a plan. Every evil plan that was set before Joseph, guess what? God turned it around for his good. He's not a respect of person. If he did it for Joseph, surely he would do it for you. Get dressed. My third point is get dressed with the armor of God. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. That is why you can stand firm. In other words, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and your body armor, the breastplate of righteousness, and have on the shoe of peace on your feet, the shield of faith, and covering your head with the helmet of salvation, and finally having the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The fourth strategy is to believe in the word of God. The word is the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. And I should say his promises, because if he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. 2 Peter 3 and 9. He desires for none to perish. 1 John 5 and 4, you can't be victorious on your own, but through Christ, you can do all things. Philippians 4 and 13, we know that God's desire is bigger than our desire. We don't know the plans that he has, but we know he has the best for us. And in order to get to the best, we've got to change some things. When trouble comes our way, we've got to learn how to stand our ground. We've got to learn how, without a shadow of a doubt, to change our mindset. We have to learn to speak life, because life and death is in our tongue. We can control where we go by what we say. And we can't leave home with force. We've got to believe in the word. We've got to believe that everyone that is born of God overcomes. We're more than overcomers. We're conquerors. 1 John 5 and 4. God is for us. Romans 8 and 31. So I want you to stand firm in the Lord. Quit shaking. Quit whining. Quit complaining. That's not God. Hear me clearly. God knows everything before it even happens. He knows our every thought. So don't be a liar. I'm saying it in my mind, but I'm not speaking it in my mouth. but it's already in my heart. In other words, I'm speaking, oh, it's going to be a great day, but in my mind, I'm worrying, I'm fretting. In my heart, I'm scared. These are all common emotions, but you've got to know that the greater one resides on the inside of you. You've got to know that Christ has a bigger picture for you. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, but thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Romans 8 and 28 sums it up by saying, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. All things, the good, the horrible things, whatever has occurred in your life, and it just seemed horrific. Know that God has all of that working for your good, because the plans and the purpose that he has for your life is bigger. It's a bigger picture. If he's showing us everything that he has for us, will our answer still be yes when he calls us? So because God knows what we can handle, how much we can handle, he only gives us what we can bear right now. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are not defeated, that we are victorious in you. We thank you for your word that will never pass away. We thank you, Lord, that your word inspires us. Your word encourages us. Your word, oh God, brings a life. Father, when we're weak, God, we thank you that we can turn to any scripture that you have inspired men to write, and it will encourage our heart. So, Father, instead of being whiners, instead of being complainers, Father, we rejoice. We thank you, Lord, for finding something worthy in us, O God, that you can use. Father, we thank you, Lord, that before you give it to us, before you use us to your fullness, Lord, that you destroy everything in us, God, that will be a hindrance, that will be a stumbling block, God, that will take our focus off of you. God, we thank you that every day our faith grows stronger and stronger in you. God, we praise your wonderful name for just loving us so much that you gave your only son, that because of his blood that was shed, because of his death and resurrection, we are no longer slave to sin and we have a chance at eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray this message has been an encouragement to you. If you are in need of prayer, you can call our ministry line, which is Erica's 843-608-0170. Again, our ministry line is 843-608-0178, and we will return your call. We are here to pray with you. We're here to encourage you. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, make him your personal Savior. All you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you are saved. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. I am Apostle Siobhan. And until the next time, know if God be for you, it doesn't matter who is against you, because all power lies with him. God bless. Shalom.